Well, hello and welcome back to our Things That Shall Be weblog. I'm Bob, and the following messages were delivered onto in written form, blog form, on May the 20th of 2011 and June the 23rd, 2011. They're very similar. And let me first read to you a paraphrase, Daniel's prophecy of the 490 years I've put into a paraphrase form. It's not only paraphrased, it's interpreted too. I claim no inspiration for the following verses out of Daniel 9, 26, 27, but I offer it to the body of Christ as a possible way to look at this incredible 70 weeks prophecy of Daniel. I've taken several of the translations that are available, and I've used what seemed to be the most appropriate translation of the Hebrew, and then I've added some explanatory words. Again, it's not inspired. This is how I see it as I've dug and dug into this. This prophecy, I believe, needs to be front and center in our day, for the final fulfillment of it may soon be at hand. The angel then said to Daniel, now I'm reading my paraphrase. You can follow along in your version of the Bible to see that I don't go off. Okay, the angel then said to Daniel, 490 years, though not consecutive years, have been assigned to the Jewish people and to the city of Jerusalem. Within this time frame, within these years, all transgressions will have been finished. Sin will have been ended. Iniquity will have been atoned for. Permanent righteousness will have come in. And the visions and prophecies of all of God's men will have been fulfilled perfectly. Also, the Holy One will be anointed during this time. So here, and I'm still paraphrasing, here is the breakdown of the years. From the time that a decree goes forth to restore and rebuild Jerusalem, all the way until the coming of Messiah, will be 483 years. Now, during the first 49 years of that number, the streets and the walls will be built up, even though it will be during difficult times. And then, after the next 434 years, Messiah, that's 434 after the 49, Messiah will live and then die for the sins of others. Also, after this time, some people of the coming prince will destroy both the city and the sanctuary. His end will be with a flood. And to the end of the war that begins then, nothing but desolation can be expected. This prince, I'm still paraphrasing, this prince will make a 7-year treaty. That is, the final 7 years of that 490 year period. A treaty with many world leaders. But 3.5 years, or 42 months, or 1260 days, or 10 times and 1/2 a time in various scriptures, 3.5 years into the treaty, he will repeal his offer to the Jews of practicing their religion with temple sacrifices and offerings, all the things that they were now allowed to do. Then will come the ultimate abomination. That is Antichrist claiming to be God in the temple itself. The ultimate desolation will come from it. Destruction will continue until the final judgment is poured out on all the offenders. Okay, that's the end of the paraphrase. So 7 years of unparalleled Jewish history coming soon, Is God about to wrap everything up? The news media are focused on the Middle East these days. Shouldn't we be too? Now, about a month later, I wrote this blog, and I want you to hear this. It's some of the same, but goes into deeper explanation. Daniel, the Jewish prophet, predicted in the 600s before Jesus that his people were to have a period of 490 years in which to wrap up their history. It's an astounding statement. Daniel's people, Daniel's holy city, the Jews, whose capital forever is Jerusalem, they have been assigned a calendar that cannot deviate from its intended purposes. During the 490 years, sin will be dealt a death blow. Righteousness will be brought to the planet, and all the messianic prophecies will be fulfilled. Problem. 490 years would have expired about 7 years after the death of Christ. And to this day, we're still an evil-producing planet. Excuse me. And much that Messiah is to do, including supervise a worldwide reign, has not been done. Solution. A Gentile calendar has been added within the boundaries of the Jewish one. We call it variously the Church Age, the Age of Grace. Some people call it the times of the Gentiles. I do not. The Jewish timepiece, the offering of sacrifices in a temple, was suspended at Calvary when the timeless offering of Jesus was given for all men, not just the Jews. That clock will tick again for Israel. Defying and denying their Creator, Israel will demand that their sacrifices start again in a temple of their own on the very hill upon which that temple once stood. The sacrifice of Christ will be deemed unnecessary and unmessianic, and they will once more await their promised one. Judaism will be resurrected. The politicians of the world being what they are, there'll come a time when making such a deal with Israel will seem a small thing. The world will continue to hover on the brink of destruction, and the idea of sacrifices in exchange for world peace will sell. A 7-year agreement will be signed by one who at that point has taken the reins of a new world order, probably headquartered in Rome, if not resurrected Babylon. Now, no, this man is not the Antichrist. It's surprising for some to discover in the minutiae of detail of the coming events of our world that the next world ruler will simply be the next world ruler. But one will rise up literally within his boundaries during his reign, and Hitler-like, he will slowly take over all. We've seen this kind of thing happen as Hitler rose up slowly in the ranks and took over. 3.5 years into the treaty, he will have become strong enough to end the sacrifices, and will be well on his way to ending the sacrificers too, the Jewish people. He'll be blocked in these efforts and will then come after the Church of Jesus. Also contrary to present thought, he will prevail against the Church. He will send them right into the arms of Jesus. It's a hollow victory, but if you're just looking at things from the earth, it's a convincing one. During this episode, the man of sin will enter the newly constructed temple, a marvel of architecture, a symbol of world religion. He'll sit on the mercy seat and declare to the world that he is the God of all. the true God will finally say, after waiting these many thousands of years, that he has had enough. The scene that follows, as he withdraws his hand of mercy, is called eloquently in Scripture simply trouble. We use the word tribulation. Trouble like we have never seen. Within 3.5 years, to save the planet from total ruin, Jesus returns, catches up his bride, and finishes what God has allowed men to start with a little help from nature. The kingdom is then set up in Jerusalem. 490 Jewish years from the time Daniel spoke the prophecy, sin is crippled. Righteousness is exalted. Messiah is here. Luke confirms in his accounting of Jesus' description of the final events that these tribulation days are the days of vengeance, that all will be fulfilled. The A.D. 70 destruction of Jerusalem that most interpreters point their readers to for fulfillment of Luke 21 simply won't do it. The abomination of desolation and its resultant trouble are the end of the age of grace, plus the end of those 490 years. The God-blessed New World Order will have arrived. Thank you for being with me today. Be sure to check out other items in this series, Things That Shall Be. I have other series on sermon audio. I go through the entire Bible in one place. I talk about the church in our day. I talk about his cross, about Roman Catholicism, about Islam, and a whole bunch more. Please stay with me as often as you can, and I'll see you again, talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye.